Starting to sprinkle again. Similarly like I was doing yesterday at the Zion, on the Zion hike. But it looks like it stopped. I just figured out a nice little shot. Wind went crazy, but while I was taking it, but I think I got it without any lens trouble. Nice formation. This final leg right here. But I like the trail to end soon because it's getting windy and cold. I like to get back to the rain file and tent. Coming down hard. Out. Well, finishing up the viewpoint. Finally got through the construction zone. It's pretty nice. Sun came out at the end. It's freezing at the top. One, I had to put long pants on and then ammo jacket, and then at the next one it was like so hot I had to take it off. It was like amazing, the temperature change, just 1,000 feet. So I took a couple pictures and mostly just looked through binoculars. Tally, before I forget, tally for today driving is going to be about 115 or so. Yesterday was zero. But the day before, I think it was like 175 from Vegas to Zion. And let's see, anything else of note? Yeah, the viewpoints are pretty good. You know, I'm not going to come back again for the sunrise light because I'm not hardcore photographer type, but I'm sure it'd be interesting to see it in a different lighting setting. That's it. I'm out. Oh, yeah, one more observation I don't know if I mentioned is another cultural trend that I've noticed is women wearing bandanas over their head. I don't understand if it's like a going hiking thing or if it's a regional thing, but I've seen a lot of that too, and I never see it anywhere else, so I don't know exactly why. But anyway, that's all I have right now. Out. Okay, ready to embark again out of Bryce and into the Grand Staircase Escalante or something or other. Yesterday was probably not my best camping sleeping, mainly because the temperature dropped about, must have been like 40 degrees drop. It had to be barely above freezing. I mean, it was damn cold, and I was not prepared. My tent and sleeping bag were not prepared for the cold. I had to leave the tent and put on my parka and with hood and get two additional pairs of socks because my feet were freezing. Put on some sweats over my pajamas. So it was mighty cold, and made some hot chocolate this morning. It was just amazing because it was, I mean, even now it's somewhere in shorts, but it just dropped like a rock, man. The temperature is, it was astounding. But anyway, wrapping up Bryce, we've seen everything we need to see, so we're going to head out and check in the visitor center and ask them where to get BLM offices so I can get some info on the stuff I'm going to do today, which is kind of in the middle of nowhere, so I'd like to know, you know, better what I'm doing. Out. I stopped off at the visitor center to get info about the BLM office, and there is one on my route. The board said that yesterday's low was 28 degrees, which I thought was taken from the top, but the woman confirmed that it's actually right at the visitor center. So it was damn cold at that, and I mean, it was 28, and that's probably colder than when I was backpacking in Yosemite, and I was freezing in the tent, because it was just brutal, man. Yeah, I mean, it was almost dangerously cold. But anyway, I'm off, so I make sure I get gas before I head into the middle of nowhere.